Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com. If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com. This is a JT exclusive interview.
How's it going, everybody? You are listening to On Air with JT. I have an exclusive interview with a very talented individual, Nick Sester of the band Jet, which is crazy because I've been a huge fan ever since I was a little kid. So it's so crazy and surreal to have a conversation with you, Nick. I really appreciate you coming on the show today.
No problem at all.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm actually on holidays with my family in Las Palmas in the Gran Canary Islands.
Oh, wow.
So it's a nice calm moment for me.
Yeah, it's always good to get away and, have some good time, quality time with the family.
Totally. I've been living in Milan for the last, almost eight years now, and it's the kind of European winters that even now I'm still, as you know, being Australian is still quite a foreign thing for me, so it's nice to be somewhere a little warmer.
Yeah, definitely. I haven't really traveled out that much outside of the US as of yet, but I really want to go to Italy just because I'm Italian, and it's ironic.
Oh, really?
My mother and her husband actually just got to Australia today for their first time. They're
really?
For like a cruise, like a month-long cruise. So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So, Nick, I just have a few questions. Just basically going back to, I did a little bit of research, and I did not know that Look What You've Done, you wrote that when you were 17 years old?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. I mean, most of the early... That first Jet album, Get Born. I started writing songs when I was about 17. So they were amongst, and some of them appeared on that album. So yeah, that was like my first attempts at writing songs. Some of them appeared on that very first album.
Wow.
I mean, we were pretty young when that album came out. We were, shit, I don't even, it's hard to remember now, but
so long ago, 20 years ago.
Yeah, so I was like 20. We were just turning 20 when we went to LA and recorded that album, and then, things began there.
So how old were you when you got your first record deal?
To be honest, I'm a bit hazy on the details, but I want to say like 2021, around that age, I guess.
Oh, wow. So that was pretty young. It must have been, so when did you, so you kind of started when you were like 16, 17. So that's pretty quick to, go from writing music to then getting, offers from record labels and having conversations with executives and all of that.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's not usually how things happen. And we were just very, there's lots of reasons for why that happened. I think I don't want to be, obviously right place, right time, but, and what we were doing was all of a sudden sort of came into vogue, around those early 2000s, and there was sort of this return to rock and roll music and guitar bands, and we were poised, we had, the songs were good too.
Of course.
It was a combination of, the planets were aligned.
Yeah. And everything worked out, and even like, Are You Gonna Be My Girl, like how old were you, like 17, 18 when you wrote that as well, or is that a little bit later?
I guess, if the album came out when I was like 21, so all the songs were written before then. So, I guess around 20, 19, 20 years old, I guess, was when all that, between the ages of 18, 19, 20, I would say.
Okay.
All that material.
I see.
But I remember, because we were playing our first ever as Jet, our first concerts in bars in Melbourne when we were still underaged.
Wow.
So we had to have guardians, you know, just for the legalities of it. Because we're always pretty ambitious, and we were kind of very much aware of where we were positioned, and quite pragmatic in our approach to things. And I remember, like, we realized no one's taking us seriously because we're too young for this. Mm-hmm. And it was just so hard. I mean, it's, you know, it's hard to start wherever you are, but particularly at that age, being as young as we were, we realized that it would be better use of our time if we stopped trying to get shows, because the only shows on offer were quite shitty anyway. So we thought, well, this is a waste of time. Why don't we just concentrate more on rehearsing and writing songs? And so we just locked ourselves away in a rehearsal room and rehearsed, wrote. So we had, there's all that material that was already kind of ready at a very, by the time we were 20, we had all this stuff that was ready for to make our first album.
Yeah. And even looking back to the first album, just from, you know, my perspective, you know, the hooks and the choruses are very, very catchy. It's very melodic.
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, that was, but you know, we, I mean, again, it was our very first attempts at writing songs, and we were very much leaning on the music that we'd grown up listening to, some of the classic rock and roll records of our parents. And you know, there's so much melody present in that material. Like, you think about the Beatles, or I mean, all the obvious ones. You know, that was our starting point. Mm. The Kinks and the Who and the Stones and the Beatles and all that stuff. Like, it's very melodic. There's a lot of melody in that music, and that's, you know, that's what we were vibing on.
Yeah, definitely. And then over the course of the years, you know, you guys had obviously a lot of mainstream success, and you guys ended up taking a little break, a little hiatus. Mm-hmm. And, you know, mm-hmm. November of 2017, you came out with your first solo album, Sugar Rush. Mm-hmm. What was that process like, just going from being in a band now to, you know, kind of being on your own, putting out something new?
Well, a lot of years passed before I kind of, I was pretty burnt out, because again, a lot happened very quickly, and me and my brother Chris, the drummer in the band, we lost our father during that period as well. So it was a lot to take on at that young age.
Oh, and I'm so sorry.
And we just sort of, it just all sort of self imploded. And I realized, I got to a point where I just thought, man, I just don't feel like I'm no longer the best version of myself within this alchemy. And I felt like the best thing to do would be to step away. And I felt, you know, it was a big call to make. I mean, walking away from all of that was not an easy decision, I think a few days after I quit the band, I was in the Jordanian desert on a camel with a Bedouin guide and my girlfriend at the time, and just a real period of soul searching. Uh-huh. So I did that. I mean, you know, looking back now, it sounds quite extreme, but I guess it was necessary to do something that extreme to start afresh and hit reset and really change my headspace.
Exactly, and I can only imagine. And I was reading something that you also went to college as well, like years.
Yeah,
after?
Well, I kind of was a bit lost for a while, and I was sort of traveling around, you know, I mean, economically I was in a pretty good situation after all the years with Jet, so I was afforded this fantastic luxury of being able to travel and take my time and collect my thoughts. And I moved to Berlin to sort of start again. I remember after years of not even touching guitar, and I thought, if I don't at least try this again, I'll probably be something that I regret. I needed to know if I still had it in me enough of the desire or the passion or the capacity to explore music again. And I moved to Berlin, and I was pretty uncertain about it all. But I, to be honest, I remember thinking, like, I mean, even if from doing this, I realized that, you know what, I got nothing more in me, and that would have been fine too, you know, but I just needed to sort of confront that. But while I was there, yeah, I went to German school, and I studied German for like, you know, that was shortly after. I just enjoyed putting myself in the most unlikely of situations, far removed from the life that I've been living in.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, like, what was that like, though? Like, going from being, you know, the frontman of a big band or of a rock band to now, you know, going to college with, you know, quote unquote, you know, every, you know, average Joe, you know, regular people, you know, quote unquote. Was it like a weird transition kind of at the beginning?
I find it quite refreshing, to be honest. I mean, it was a little, there was a few awkward moments when particularly some Australians in the class, like, you know, looked over and like, are you who I think you are? What the fuck are you doing here? But I enjoyed it. You know, I really enjoyed that time there. It was quite liberating. And I felt like it provided me with a sort of a new perspective on life, which I was looking for, and some anchors and some reality as well. Because, you know, it was quite excessive, the life that we were all having together, and you know, it sort of became, I sort of felt like we were just living in this sort of bubble far removed from reality that I was quite happy to burst.
Yeah, I can only imagine. So what are you guys working on? Are you guys in the studio? Have been working on new music lately, or?
Well, actually, this was very unexpected, but years have passed now, and I've, as you said, I did a solo album, and then I wrote a children's book and a soundtrack for that book as well, which took me to Rome, and I recorded these worked with the Ennio Morricone orchestra who played on the album as well. So I've had all these amazing things happening, and then unexpectedly, within the Jet Circle, we started talking again because it's the 20-year anniversary next year, and we started working on new material, which was very, very unexpected, and so we're actually going to go into a studio for the first time in years. It's the 1st of February, so it's not far away.
Wow, I'm really excited to hear some new Jet music.
So am I, to be honest.
And just one last question. I always like to ask this when I interview, like, very, you know, musicians that I am a fan of, and especially, you know, that are successful. Was there a defining moment when, especially like early on in your career, was like, holy shit, like this is happening. Like, I think we got this. Like, you know, was there ever really like a defining moment, or was it just kind of all just happened at once?
I think it was so much so quickly that I didn't, you know, when you're in the eye of the storm, you don't really realize what's going on around you. But I think, to be completely honest, only after stepping away and looking back did I really realize for the first time, when I could see it objectively for the first time, and it was the moment when I really realized what had happened and how big it had gotten. But only afterwards, which was kind of
sometimes it takes, you know, time to go by for you to reflect on certain things and stuff like that.
I mean, there were definitely a few, like, I remember now that I'm thinking about it, like Saturday Night Live, like moments like that, being on that show was like, okay, this is pretty serious.
That's pretty awesome. Nick, where can people stay up to date with all of your music and Jet as well?
Well, I guess, social media is something that I came to reluctantly, not that many years ago. So, okay. I mean, you know, Instagram, there's my account, there's the Jet account, which is, I guess, probably that's where we'll start posting, I guess, updates on where we're up to. And, that'll start being more active for the first time in years, beginning 1st of Feb, I suppose.
Awesome. I'm very excited. Nick, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day for doing this. I really appreciate it, and I wish you and the band so much success in 2023, and I can't wait to hear the new music.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you,
nice
Nick.
One.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product, and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com.